Hello, everybody out there in internet land, wherever you are. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Well, it's been a busy few days here on the ranch. We've been clipping, shearing cattle, getting ready for a big sale that we're going to have. I might give you some more details on that when I talk about our VIP page, but it's a relief. We just got done before dinner, and I'm so glad that I can get back here today and do a fresh song and Bible reading. We have a couple days, what you might call a break from that kind of work, until the videographers come. And then can you imagine, we have to waltz every cow, bull, calf into a certain area where they take pictures of them and videotape them. And I tell you, they have got to have it perfect. And it's quite a sight to see on what has to happen to get the cow or bull standing just right and in the right place for them to get an appropriate picture for the online part of the sale. So maybe I'll have to take some video of that and show you all on our VIP page. So, but any rate, it's good to be back here. It's I've had some concern about if we are okay. Everyone's okay. We're just really busy. But I'm so glad to be doing this. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. I will praise Him, I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. His blood has washed away each stain. Oh, I will praise Him. That's a declaration that we need to make at the beginning of each and every day. I will praise You, Lord. It doesn't matter how things go. I will praise You. This comes to mind a little chorus that my dad wrote. I will praise Him in the morning when the earth is damp with dew. I will praise Him in the noontime and in the evening too. I will raise my hands before Him in the stillness of the night. In His presence will I praise Him when the sun is shining bright. I will praise Him in the morning when the earth is damp with dew. I will praise Him in the noontime and in the evening too. I will raise my hands before Him in the stillness of the night. In His presence will I praise Him when the sun is shining bright.
Amen. I will praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down.
Interesting. That little song of Dad mentioned about raising your hands to the Lord in the stillness of the night. I want to encourage you, if you've never raised your hands towards the Lord, you get by yourself somewhere. Maybe it's in the middle of the night. Maybe it's in the shower. Maybe it's just somewhere where you're not worried about who sees you. And just start to praise the Lord
and just raise your hands. I dare you to try it if you haven't tried it. And if you have tried it, I know that it's a blessing. There's something about that. And there's a couple different ways of thinking about raising your hands. One is in surrender to Him. Another way I just heard about is, you know, when a toddler is wanting his dad to lift him up and carry him, he raises his hands. So think of it that way. And we sure need our Heavenly Father to pick us up and carry us. So Heavenly Father, take me. So I dare you. Wonderful. Okay, we are going to move along in Luke. I believe that we are in chapter 21 now. Yeah, chapter 21. Reading out of the King James Bible. It's not because I'm legalistic about it. That's how I was raised, and I prefer it. Heavenly Father, we can read a lot of things. We can read out of different translations. We can read commentaries. We can read books and stories and magazines and newspapers. But we want to hear from you, the living word, today. We want to have you quicken our minds and just somehow set into our hearts your word today, Lord, because that is life to us. Lord, there is no other way. Bless us now as we lay ourselves open to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 21, verse 1. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, Of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, As for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And that time, and the time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear wars and commotions, be not terrified. Did you hear that? Be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, and delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts. Settle it, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Now, isn't that something? He promises to be with you by the Holy Spirit and give you the words to say. That is a wonderful thing. Let's just count on that. Lean on that. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall be they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Interesting. In your patience possess ye your souls, and when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon his people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, but do not fear, I tell you. Verse 27, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in that day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. Did you get that? That was a lot to take in. Don't premeditate. Don't worry about what you're going to say when that time comes. He'll give you the words to say. And in general, don't fear about any of the things that are coming upon the earth, for that's just the way it's got to be. God has his plan in place, and we best just fall in line with it. The other thing is, we need to, I don't care, I shouldn't say I don't care, that didn't come out right, whether you've given your heart to the Lord or not. Of course, if you haven't, you need to. But even if you have, it says we need to be accounted worthy. Don't fall asleep. Don't rest on your laurels, but walk in the way he's called you to walk. And then stay awake, right? So that that day does not overtake you as a thief or as a snare. Ah, oh, wonderful words of life. So thank you, everyone, for joining me on here. I just wanted to mention just a little bit about our VIP page. We'd love for you to join up for a few reasons. Number one, you get $5 off your shipping of anything on the store, but especially our new gospel album, which we would love for you to have. Go to AmundsenFamilyMusic.com/store. Our link will be there. Another reason to get on VIP is just to support, just to support our family in our music endeavors. Things are going to change a lot on the ranch in the next month. We are having a big sale, and depending on how things go, we're not sure how many cattle we're going to get back. We will buy some back, especially if the price doesn't
go right. But we're just looking to the Lord to lead us after this. We're not sure how things are going to go. So what we would love is to have more support on our VIP page, and that would give us really good direction in regards to whether we can continue on in this way with our music. We want what the Lord wants, and we are willing to just be led by Him and be guided by Him. So you just be led of the Lord in how and what you should do as well in that regard. So thank you so much. I foresee, the Lord willing, that I'll be on tomorrow morning. We'll continue on with Luke 22. In the meantime, you guys have yourself a wonderful day.